The purpose of grace, April 25, makes our foundation sure. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Isaiah 28:16. In the scripture, the figure of the erection of a temple is frequently used to illustrate the building of the church. Writing of the building of this temple, Peter says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. 1 Peter 2:4-5. The apostles build upon a sure foundation, even the rock of ages. To this foundation they brought the stones that they quarried from the world. Not without hindrance did the builders labor. Their work was made exceedingly difficult by the opposition of the enemies of Christ. They had to contend against the bigotry, prejudice, and hatred of those who were building upon a false foundation. But in the face of imprisonment, torture, and death, faithful men carried the work forward, and the structure grew beautiful and symmetrical. Through the ages that have passed since the days of the apostles, the building of God's temple has never ceased. We may look back through the centuries and see the living stones of which it is composed gleaming like jets of light through the darkness of error and superstition. Throughout eternity, these precious jewels will shine with increasing luster, but the structure is not yet complete. We who are living in this age have a work to do, a part to act. We are to bring to the foundation material that will stand the test of fire, gold, silver, and precious stones. The Christian who faithfully presents the word of life, leading men and women into the way of holiness and peace, is bringing to the foundation material that will endure, and in the kingdom of God he will be honored as a wise builder. Divine power will unite with our efforts, and as we cling to God with the hand of faith, Christ will impart to us his wisdom and his righteousness. Thus by his grace we shall be enabled to build upon the sure foundation.